Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Producer. All right, guys, I got a great guest coming up here. Dr. Mary Oz Show. You guys tend to love Dr. Mary Oz. You guys know she is a life coach and a therapist and the owner at Radical Change Coaching Academy. Now, we have met so many interesting people. We know how interesting Dr. Mary is and how she's changing lives. But she has another treat for us today where we're going to meet another coach. We're going to meet Coach Lisa Burke, who happens to be on the team that Mary, Dr. Mary Oz. She's handpicked these people and put them through her course. And you know, if I could tell you, for people who haven't heard the program before, Radical Change Coaching provides life coaching, healing, and training for everyday people to become powerful life coaches. Now you got that side, and now you got the work where they're helping their clients, and I'll let them talk about that. And can't wait to meet another coach. We've met a bunch in the past, and they've all really showed the professionality and you know, how great they are and how they're helping people. So, guys, let me just first bring in Dr. Mary in a second here. But if you have a question for Dr. Mary or Lisa Burke today, Coach Lisa, you can call 631-730-7376, or you can use the instant feedback. It's like a chat thing that we have here. It pops up, and I see your question, and I'll ask your question to Dr. Mary, or I'll ask it to Lisa, whatever you want. Just tell me your name, where you're from, and if you're bashful, you could say anonymous. No big deal. And you get your question answered by an expert, and you can be part of the show that way. So, guys, with no further ado, it is my honor and privilege to bring back to the program Dr. Mary Oz. Hey, doctor, how you doing?
I'm great, Casey. How are you today?
Well, I'm terrific. Always love when you come on, and
I get
to meet a lot of the time, you know, some of your team. So, can you kind of fill in the blanks for me? Tell people who haven't heard your program, maybe to just tune in for the first time, a little bit about Dr. Mary Oz and a little bit about the Radical Change Coaching.
Sure. So Dr. Mary Oz, myself, and our team, Radical Change Coaching Academy team, we are on a mission to find 25 people or 25 coaches. You don't have to be a coach before you come into the program, but we're on a mission to find 25 coaches that want to learn a particular coaching system that's very powerful and never fails, along with a set of about 6 to 10 tools, and we have a training program that trains coaches to be more powerful or everyday people to become life coaches that could radically change people's lives.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
So that's what our program is.
Now, I understand that we get to meet another part of your team today. Maybe I'll have you introduce this awesome guest that we got, too.
Sure. So, you know, I think today's going to be interesting because so far you guys have met my coaches that have worked with me for over a year.
Yeah, we did a show behind your back, too.
Yeah. Yes, they were. So I know those coaches really well. And today we have Coach Lisa Burke. And she's newer to the team and newer to the training program. And I thought it would be really interesting to have your audience here. Well, how is someone who just came into the program, say, 2 months ago, how are they feeling and what are they experiencing?
Very interesting.
Is it the same or is it different? So today we have Coach Lisa Burke. She's an amazing woman, very loving, very caring, big heart, quick learner. I'm really happy and proud to have her with us and on the team. And she decided to step up to the invite to be on the call today. So welcome, Coach Lisa.
All right. Welcome, Coach Lisa. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. And thank you very much for having me this morning.
Hey, Coach Lisa, can you tell me how you and Dr. Mary, got the first meeting? How did this all start?
Well, that's all kind of funny because we kind of met at the same in the same way that she met all the others, except just a little bit different in that we were probably all at the same venue, but I was watching it online. It was pre-recorded probably about a year later.
Wow.
So
she was doing a speaking gig, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's great.
So I again, researched her like everybody else and found her.
That's so cool. So now how long have you been in the program?
A little over a month, probably closer to 2 months now.
Okay. Dr. Mary, what did you see in Lisa? Because I know that, you really got to have your stuff together for you to take a look and see it in people, because you've been right on with the rest of your team. What did you see in Lisa?
Yeah, so normally what I look for is someone who's very heart-centered, someone who's very loving and caring, their heart is in the right place, they're healthy, they can come into a program, really make a commitment to learn the program without wanting to improve it or rectify, change it or, tweak it. We're looking for someone who really is able to come in and say, what are you teaching? Let me learn it. Let me apply it to my own life. And then usually there's what we call the pop, where it's like, oh, my God, within 2 months you changed the relationship, or you changed my sense of self, or you changed something about me. And then we kind of say, okay, so now that you've experienced that, do you really want to learn it, practice, apply it, and master it? And then we ask you to stay for a whole year to master the system.
Wow.
So you are just really looking for loving, heart-centered, healthy people that have good, healthy boundaries, mm-hmm. that can commit to a program and be 100% all in.
I got you. Doctor, is that pop what you were talking about? Is that the same as an aha moment?
Yes, that's exactly an aha moment.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Can you tell me, a little bit about those aha moments along the way? Does it happen when you know that someone has been in the program and, wait a minute, this is someone who's going to be a coach?
So, I mean, I don't know that I always have an aha moment like that. It's
uh-huh.
kind of like the person who comes to the program, like when we do what's called Module 1, the first month, I ask all the people that come to the training, please make month one just be about you. Like, I know you're eager to get out there and help people and change lives, but take 30 days, and I'm going to teach you something about yourself that you don't really know, which we call the ways of being. And when you get this knowledge about yourself, you're like, why didn't I have this, like, in kindergarten? Teach me this in first grade. So that whole first month, you really just focus on understanding yourself better than you've ever understood yourself before.
Got it.
And then the second month, we start to take a look at, well, how about those relationships in my life? What if I were to understand them from a perspective of what are people's biggest needs and what's driving them the most? And somewhere within those first 3 to 6 hot seats or talks or conversations, people normally have a natural pop or aha moment.
Wow. Coach Lisa, let me ask you two questions here. Can you take me through your thoughts on the process the first month, and then tell me about the hot seat coaching calls and if you've been on those yet? So there's a lot to unpack there. So let me give that to you both. it's a long question, but I think the audience would love to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. When I first came into the program, they gave me the material to read. And again, like she said, you don't skip ahead, just stay right there. And I did. I learned about the ways of being, which to me, it was profound, because I thought of this as how are you every day? But it's more than that. It's your natural way of being. And so when I was going through this process, I did have an opportunity to attend one of the calls, and I was immediately placed on the hot seat, which was, to me, I was a little bit overwhelmed, but the coaches were just amazing. They're amazing in the way that they guide you, or they basically coach you into realizing who you truly are, what your natural being is. And I can tell you, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit and say that about 3 years ago, my husband and I went through a very difficult time. We were victims of a huge scam. So I had to change the way I was, my way of being at that time, to become a warrior. I had to go to battle. So we won the battle and then some. But when I came back, I didn't go back to my natural way of being. I stayed the warrior. My husband didn't recognize me anymore. And we were kind of bickering, going over and over. And when I started with Dr. Mary, I started to realize, and when after being on that hot seat, I needed to go back and reread these materials over and over again. And one of the things that the coaches say is, always when you wake up in the morning, before your feet hit the ground, what is going on inside your mind, head, and heart? And that became my mantra. I just kind of said that every single morning until I figured out who my natural being or what my natural being or way of being was. And that was my aha moment, because I was not at all the way I thought I was. So it was amazing to get to that point. And I can tell you right now that the people around me are changing. Things around me are changing because I found my natural way of being.
Wow. That's you know, let me just back up here a minute, and I want to get back to that. But Dr. Mary Oz, we talked about the hot seat. For people who haven't heard that, maybe this is the first time, can you tell us what the hot seat coaching calls are? Because, you know, Coach Lisa just said it changed her life, basically.
Right. Yeah, sure. So, you know, in our training program to become a coach, if you want to be on the Radical Change team, you commit to a year program, and you have 6 modules of videos to cover 6 months, which is really compact, short teaching, but powerful. Like, I don't believe in wasting time. So you don't need tons of hours. You need a little bit of time to watch a 20-minute video, and you process it, and you apply it to your life. And that's a piece of the program. But the piece of the program everyone loves the most is on Monday nights, 3 times a month. We come together for 90 minutes, and it's our hot seat coaching call. And it's really like full immersion in how to coach and how to become a coach and how to be coach. So we just spend 90 minutes. We usually check in, say hello real quick, and then we put 1 or 2 people on what we call the hot seat, which means they bring up a real issue that they want something to change in their life. So it's like personal self-development on steroids. Like, we're just always looking to fix something in someone's life. Sometimes it's happy stuff, sometimes it's sad stuff, sometimes it's the past, sometimes it's the present. And so that the coaches, you know, I don't want it to be all about me and how I coach people. I want the coaches to gain experience, real life, full immersion experience. So very often I'll ask a coach or two to coach along with me, or I'll have all the coaches be taking notes about what would you have done with this person with this issue. And it's just a hot seat coaching course. I think Coach Sam talked about, we do what's called a lot of deep dives.
Mm-hmm.
We help someone really quickly, really powerfully, and the whole team of coaches who are heartfelt, loving people are always there to support who's ever on the hot seat. But we never put anyone on the hot seat without permission, right? Uh-huh. It's always like, would you like to go on the hot seat? And then we always ask for permission to coach and do a deep dive.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Now, Lisa, when you got on the hot seat, did you bring up where you got that unfortunate scam, as you said, happened to you? Is that what you brought up?
No. Actually, the first time we just spoke about where I was in the ways of being. But the second time, I did bring up a personal issue.
Okay.
I just couldn't deal with it myself. So I presented it to the group, and they listened, and they helped me find a way, or they just kind of coached me into a path that was best for me, but using my top two needs, my top two ways of being. And once they got me through that, I actually felt like I was standing taller. I was able to go back to my situation and handle it in the way that was best for me. And the outcome was just, it was great. It was good. It turned out really good. I was very grateful.
Oh.
So I can't even tell you. She said personal self-development on steroids. It's amazing the way things happen so quickly. And by the end of that call, I was like, wow, I can do that. I feel good. I can do that. That I can do. That's easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt really good. It was great.
Awesome. Well, guys, listen, I have to take a short break. You got a bunch of instant feedback that's come in here. People have questions for you. But when I come back, I want to ask, because it sounds like I just want to confirm. It sounds like relationships in people's lives will improve going through this, and I want to know what happened, because you said that your husband or the person you were with at the time didn't recognize who you were after you decided or got some knowledge that you had to be a warrior, and you a lot of your paradigms changed. So I want to know about that. And Dr. Mary, before we take the break, can you tell us where to get a hold of you?
Sure. You can reach us at our main number here on Long Island at 631-650-5580. Or you can reach us on our website at drmaryoz.com. That's drmaryoz.com.
Awesome. Guys, you're listening to the Dr. Mary Oz Show today with special guest Coach Lisa, and we'll be right back.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
My dad used to say that.
Sure, yeah. It's from Geico.
Yeah, whenever I would ask my dad for life advice, he'd sit me down and say, son, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. And look at me now, a well-adjusted adult with a drawer full of plastic bags I'll never use.
Okay, I'm confused. Was your dad a licensed Geico agent?
Nah, he was just a real good dad.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Let's take a trip back to the 1980s. Down dirt country roads and rumbling muscle cars, rocking out to your favorite music of the time. Kiss, Motley Crue, Poison, Madonna, George Michael, Prince. You remember. The romance novel Firebirds, now available at a retailer near you. Firebirds by A.J. Ryan. Also available at BookBaby, Ingram, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, or Target. Or you can go to their website, ajryan.co. That's ajryan.co. Look for Firebirds for hot, steamy romance that takes you back to the 1980s.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Thank you, Mr. Medusa. Okay, I'm back on the Dr. Mary Oz Show today with special guest Coach Lisa Burke. Hey, guys, welcome back.
Nice to be back. Thank you.
And I got Coach Lisa. You with me?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Oh, cool. Now, I got a question. Can you tell me how the radical change the Radical Change Coaching Academy, has it affected your relationships? I really want to know, because you told us that someone who was once, or maybe still is, a real part of your life, told you they didn't recognize you anymore.
Right. My husband and I went through a very difficult time. About 3 years ago, we were victims of a scam.
Mm-hmm.
And it also happened that pandemic hit, and he's a frontline worker, so he was gone 12 hours a day, about 7 days a week. So I was by myself. I had to handle this all by myself. We were a very close, loving couple. I mean, we would laugh, and he would say, oh, I'd love that we're just always laughing together. But when this hit, I had to go into that mode where I had to take care of business,
mm-hmm.
and I became the business person, and I was strong, and I was strict, and I was beating people up and trying to get through all of this because I was a complete mess. But after we got through it and we won and we did well, I forgot to go back to who I was. So whenever he would talk to me, he would say, God, you're just a little bit bitter. You're a little bit, you know, cold and callous,
uh-huh.
you know, and I kept thinking, I'm the same, but I wasn't the same. I had changed. And I hadn't realized that until I went through this first module in this course. And I realized that that I was missing myself, and I wanted to go back to that. And so I took the time to, again, assess who I was, where I was, what I needed, and I did manage to get back to that. Now my husband and I are close again, and he says, wow. He says, I love this. He says, what are you doing?
Awesome.
And to him, it's like, did you change your hair? What happened? So,
That's, so, that is awesome.
We became very close again, and he's very happy now. So, and he, we're okay. We're good.
That is awesome. So is that what kind of what Dr. Mary was saying about in the beginning, it's got to be about you?
Yeah, absolutely. It does, because until you discover who you really are, who you naturally are, not just who you are, but who you naturally are, you just can't make it. You can't make it in this world. It's tough out there, but you have the tools within you to be tough, but you need to go back to being who you are. Otherwise, you'd completely lose yourself.
Wow.
I mean, I lost myself within my own family. They didn't recognize me either.
Wow.
So it's makes a big difference.
So radical change changed your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I thought, honestly, I felt that the radical change course would just be something I would have for my clients. I didn't realize it was going to change my life so much.
Incredible.
And it did.
Dr. Mary, your thoughts, you gotta love hearing it. It never gets old.
I actually have three thoughts. So the first one is, what a beautiful story, Lisa. Like, life experiences will do that to us. And I'm just thinking of the audience at this point, and you're just innocently going about your life, and something happens, and it gets interrupted, and you change, and we don't remember to bounce back, right? So to me, that's such a beautiful story that our program was able to do that for Lisa and her husband and her family so quickly.
No doubt.
I'm sure the audience can relate to that. And the other thing I wanted to say was, it's really true. If one way we create radical change for people is we begin with this whole premise of, will you allow me to help you get to know yourself better than ever before? Because when you change someone's self-awareness, their ability to do self-love, self-care, self-responsibility, self-worth, their relationships will change automatically. And they will be healthier and happier. And that's what we're always seeking to do for our clients.
Wow, that's awesome. Guys, I know we don't have much time left, but I do want to go to the audience here. Bethany in Albany has a question for Coach Lisa. Do you sometimes have to remind yourself to keep your personal experiences out of a session?
Yes, that is absolutely true. What I have found before I became part of this coaching group is that I was teaching or coaching my clients, I was coaching them to be more like me. So if there was a difficult situation, I would make them, go out there, be lions, go out there and do this. But then the other part is that I never taught them to go back to being themselves. So yes, you need to keep yourself out of it. And this is what the coaches do. They never told me what to do or how to behave. What they did was they asked questions and allowed me to form my own opinion and my own thoughts, so that I could move forward.
I see.
Beautiful. I see. Distinction.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Bethany. I got Mark in New Jersey. This question for Dr. Mary. Does previous coaching experience dictate how well someone will perform in your program, or does it just click for some people?
Yeah, that's a great question. And it really depends on the person. It really depends on what you always ask me is, who's that person that we're looking for? Like, if you come into the program and you're open to the pop and the aha moments, and you really come into the program with an understanding of we want to teach you a system that we all use that's incredibly powerful, easy, but takes some practice and application, and you want to master it, and you come into the program with that openness and you're healthy, you will do well in the program. If you come into the program and you have a history of coaching other people and you kind of want to take it and tweak it and twist it and do your own thing with it, it tends not to work. Right? So it really depends on whether or not the person can come to the program and really take the system and use it the way it's designed. That's not to say that if you're a hypnotherapist and you have hypnotherapy experience, or if you're an energy healer like Robin, you can bring your other modalities to the coaching. You just don't want to change the system.
Understood.
Really, whether or not you can accept the system and learn it the way it's meant to be applied.
Got it. Well, I want to thank both of you guys. I want to thank Coach Lisa for sharing What a beautiful story. And it was awesome to meet you. Let me give you the last word, and then I'm going to give Dr. Mary Oz the last word. Let me go to Coach Lisa. And again, thanks. Pleasure to meet you. I can tell you're another great addition to this team.
Thank you. It was a wonderful pleasure to be with you, and I hope that we could speak again. I had a wonderful time, and I just want to encourage those who are, if you're even considering this program, that reach out, because it really does make a difference, and it's not just for yourself, but those around you.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Coach. Dr. Mary Oz, another great guest that you've introduced us to, another part of the team. You're the GM. Anything you want to leave the audience with? Another great show, and thank you so much for another one.
Yeah, I do want to ask you, Casey, maybe next week or a week after, one of these weeks I want you to save a minute or two for me to ask you that question. When you wake up in the morning before your feet hit the ground, what's the first thing you think of? So if you can save time for that one day, I'm ready to ask you that question.
No doubt, Dr. Maria. Anything for you. I love your show, and I love your attitude. And I love how you're helping people.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I think what I just really want to let the audience know is we're the real deal. You know, we help people one-on-one. We help coaches be amazing, better coaches. And we can help everyday people who dream about being a coach come into the program, focus on themselves, improve their own life, improve their relationships, and learn a system and a set of tools where you, too, can change other people's lives. So we are here. And, you know, Coach Craig asked me to offer it to the group this week. We're running a special on one of our 90-day coaching programs. So if you wanted to have a little taste of what it's like to be in our smaller program versus our one-year program, we're offering a discount on that. So all you have to do is call Dr. Mary at 631-650-5580 and say you're interested in Coach Craig's special for the month, and we'll get you into that program right away. Beautiful. Or you can always visit us at drmaryoz.com.
Beautiful. Dr. Mary Oz, thanks again, and thank you to Coach Lisa. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Hi, this is Terry Crews, football player, game show host, father of five, and all-around big dude. I'm also an expert on drama. I know all kinds of drama. There's the good kind that comes with having a house full of kids. There's the bad kind, like season-ending injuries. There's the necessary kind, like having an agent in Hollywood. And there's silly drama, like the drama around my percolating pectorals. And then there's the drama you can skip.
Skip the drama that comes with not having your high school diploma or equivalency. Find free adult education classes near you and finish your high school diploma. Visit finishyourdiploma.org.
Or text DIPLOMA to 97779. Message and data rates may apply. Reply STOP to opt out. That's DIPLOMA to 97779. And leave the drama to actors like me.
Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ed Council.